Right now, we are talking about the Toronto Raptors, who picked up a win last night over the Portland Trail Blazers, a blowout victory as the Raptors bounce back following their tough loss the night before in Washington. And for me, guys, that was definitely an impressive one last night. You've got a team in Portland who is one of the better teams in the league this year as far as defense goes. They're obviously playing a tough Western Conference, but you've got a guy in CJ McCollum coming off a 50-point game, Damian Lillard, who is one of the best point guards in the league, and you smash them at home on the second half of a back-to-back by 25 points. That's pretty good, Donovan.
It is, and you got a guy in Lillard who always kills the Raptors, and you know, coming off a game where Bradley Beal took over virtually and was able to get his shot off whenever he wanted to. It was nice that there was more defensive intensity on the perimeter. A night after CJ McCollum goes for 50 in three quarters, and again, Damian Lillard is a borderline all-star in the very deep Western Conference. I think that was the biggest takeaway for me, that whether it was OG or Norm or even Kyle and DeMar being engaged and on a string defensively, that they were able to get stops. And when their shots were falling, you know, DeLon Wright is taking step back threes. DeMar DeRozan is taking transition threes and they're dropping. When their shots are falling, they were able to really go on a run and put that game out of reach.
Yeah, for me, the biggest takeaway from yesterday's game was 99 shot attempts. They were just looking really, really confident, whether it was from beyond the arc where they shot almost 50% or just taking it to the hoop. And yeah, they're just doing it by committee right now. DeRozan had 35 points, but honestly, I mean, he just kind of, you know, blending in with everybody else. He took none of their starters got a minute in the fourth quarter on the second night of a back-to-back, and that's massive for, you know, a team that needs rest for their big guys when, you know, you're trying to make a run for the number one seed in the East.
Yeah, season high 19 made three-pointers last night for the Raptors, shooting 47% from behind the arc, and DeMar DeRozan 6 of 10 last night, and, you know, as you mentioned, Donovan, taking transition threes. No hesitancy last night for DeMar from behind the arc. He was jacking them up and obviously making them at a strong clip, but once again, the role players, the ancillary players, really stepping up last night. I mean, JV, Jonas Valanciunas, is just on a massive roll right now. I know he didn't get the double-double last night because, as Boffa mentioned, didn't play in the fourth quarter, but 18-8 in 24 minutes against a tough guy in Yusuf Nurkic, who is no pushover, definitely one of the better bigs in the NBA, but 2 of 4 from three. I mean, JV is just on an incredible run right now.
Yeah, and when we historically would talk about JV not playing in the fourth quarter, it's because he wasn't trusted. Yeah. Now he's not playing in the fourth quarter because you want to rest him because he's on a roll and he's playing so well. And I think the thing that we forget when we talk about him, and we've talked about him, I feel like, for the better part of the last 4 years, and whether or not he's going to be traded and whether or not he's going to be the key for this team taking the next step, I think we forget that he's only 25, that he's still young, that the difference in his age on his birth certificate and DeLon Wright's is 2 weeks. But DeLon Wright, right, it looks like he's still in high school. You know, he just got the braces off last year. And JV looks like he's a villain in like a Die Hard movie. And we kind of skew our conversations about them. But JV's still young, and we know that it takes, for the most part, bigs longer to develop. And I'm glad that his name is no longer in trade talks, not by anyone who has any common sense, because I think even though the game is changing and going away from the big man, that he's a guy who has great value. He's maligned defensively, but he's their best defensive rebounder, and part of being a good defensive team is being able to close possessions and get rebounds. He's a great screener, which gives him value on the offensive end. He always leads the Raptors in screen assists, becoming a better passer, and give him the ball in the right block, and more often than not, he's going to get you points.
Our team's going to close out on this guy because he was 2 for 4 from three yesterday. He's added that to his game. And I think when, you know, it was the offseason and people were, you know, bandying his name around in trade rumors, it was because they thought that he couldn't adapt to the you know, the faster, you know, shooter mentality of the NBA. And he's added that shot to his game. I believe Kyle Lowry in his post-game scrum yesterday said he thinks that coaches will eventually start to get the memo and close out a bit more. But yesterday I was watching the game and he hit a corner three and Nurkic was just like, he just turned around. He just didn't, he didn't even want to get a hand up because he's like, this guy is way too wide open right now. So, you know, I think we have to be really impressed with what JV's doing right now. You'll take the improved shooting and you'll take the efficiency. But I think, like anything, you know, coaches will adjust a bit, and he's got to keep it up and keep the intensity up and try to move the ball, because guys will close out on him eventually for that shot.
It's funny how far we've come. I believe it was one of the first games of the season, might have been even in preseason, against the Detroit Pistons, and JV sets up for a three, and Andre Drummond essentially just waved him off. It's like, go ahead, take it. I don't think JV made it, but now it's, you know, only he's only averaging 1.6 threes over his last 10 games. But he's shooting 64%. Like, it's kind of absurd, even just in a limited amount of shots, how well JV is shooting the three right now.
Put him in the three-point contest.
What's that?
I said put him in the three-point contest at this point.
You know what? One day we're going to get to a point where, you know, you have guards taking part in a three-point contest, then you got bigs. You got people over 7 feet jacking up threes. I think that would be a lot of fun to watch. One of the other guys that has been on a roll as well, he's got that new dad mojo going right now, Fred VanVleet, 16 points, 5 rebounds last night. And it's kind of funny how we've gone through the DeLon Wright praise early on in the season. We remember that great game against Chicago, and Fred wasn't playing very much. But now we're in the era of Fred. He's one of the more exciting players to watch right now, getting fourth quarter minutes last night because of the blowout. But we've seen, obviously, in that Minnesota game, because he was playing well, and you know, Dwayne Casey really trusted him there. But he has not come out of nowhere this year, but essentially he has. It's been an incredible run for him to get to this point now where he is one of the most trusted players on this team, Donovan. It's kind of remarkable.
Yeah, and he just gives a calming influence to that second unit. And he's a guy who at times, you know, struggled to finish at the rim because of his size, wasn't knocking down his three-point shot consistently, and it's something that he needed to do for that second unit to be viable. And now he's doing both of those things. And when you look at the fact that somehow the Raptors, you know, got snubbed and didn't get anyone in the Rising Stars Challenge.
Yeah.
None of the rookies or sophomores were deemed worthy of being in the game. You know, you look at the numbers, and OG Anunoby has, you know, the third best kind of plus minus in the league and best among rookies. How is he not there? Jakob Poeltl, if we were going to redraft, he would still be, you know, a high end lottery pick. But honestly, the guy who over the last month may have the strongest argument is the guy who wasn't drafted in Fred VanVleet. He's giving you, you know, if you looked at him from a per 36 standpoint, he's giving you all-star level production when he's playing. And all year, he's been amongst the league leaders in defensive rating and net rating. And now he's starting to pour it on offensively as his shots fall. And at this point, DeLon Wright is a glorified shooting guard. And luckily he's so athletic that he can get away with it, and positions are just so layman's can kind of follow the game. It doesn't really matter if you're playing well. Basketball should be relatively positionless. But the backup point guard for the foreseeable future for the Raptors, for me, is Fred VanVleet, because he's playing out of his mind.